Hope all of you who see this on YouTube are doing well this Thursday morning, the 7th of May, 2020. Today is the 7th of May, 2020. We are told in Scripture, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. But it doesn't stop there. It says, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. But then there's an admonition in the second part. It says, good morning, Rick Vittori. Good to see you this morning. See that ye be not troubled. There's a lot of fear-mongering going on right now. You know, the government with their patsies have tried to instill fear in the American people. Good morning, Michael Wusterman. Wow, we've got the Breakfast Club going on this morning, don't we? Did you have your eggs and bacon this morning? Your coffee? I hope so. Or maybe smoothie, Jay Mike. Or did you choose oatmeal? Okay. But anyway, ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. You know, I got to share something with you. The other day, my son came in here and he says, there's a flat on the van. I said, a flat tire? He goes, yeah. I go, well, I'll be. I must have run over something. So I took it to the local tire repair shop. I know the guys. They're really nice guys. And I had never introduced Mark to the guy that owns the tire shop. And so I said, Mark, can you carry the tire over there for me? So he carried the tire over there, and I said, hey, I want to introduce you to my son. This is my son, Mark. And Mark reaches out his hand to shake his hand. And I said, Mark, you're supposed to practice social distancing. This guy's cracking up, and he grabs Mark's hand, you know, and he says, I'm not scared of nothing. And anyway, I said, you know, I said, perfect love casteth out fear. He says, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, you know, people are living in fear right now over all of this fear mongering going on by the government. Well, J. Michael Wusterman, you say you've got your alkaline bottled water. That sounds great. You know, there's about good water. I used to work for out of Lenexa, Kansas. And all I drink is distilled water. That I will not drink. I don't want all that chlorine in my body. And anyway, I sold a distillers. We actually, what we had was we had a little in-office distiller that plugged to the water tap in offices, so they didn't have to bring in bottled water. But I'm really interested in learning more from you, J. Michael, about alkaline bottled water. That sounds really good. And J. Michael Wusterman is working on a project right now. Let's keep him in our prayers with, I'm not going to go into all the details, but it could work out to be a very endeavor. And so let's keep Michael in our prayers over this project it's working on regarding the water. Well, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Well, that's quite a statement, you know. We're not going to fear, though the earth be removed, and that the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling. Well, one of these days, this earth is going to pass away. There's a song they used to sing, when the world's on fire, when the world's on fire. One of these days, this world is going to burn up with fervent heat, you know. It's going to melt away. Well, when that day comes, we are going to be because we are going to be entering into the new Jerusalem that cometh out of God, out of heaven. He says, come, my people, enter into thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, and to indignation be overpassed. There's a good Isaiah 26, 20 and 21, and Psalm 46, 1 through 3. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Do you think that the inhabitants of the earth are being punished? Sure they are. In the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. Psalm 57:1. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Your life is hid with Christ in God. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. You know, they can put out all the evil tidings they want to and all the lies. They can put them out. But you know what? What should the Christian call this evil? His heart is fixed. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. That's the motto we should live by. You know, trust ye in the Lord forever. Isaiah 26, 4. Trust ye in the Lord forever. We're not trusting in presidents or princes or kings or governments. Trust in the Lord. Of evil tidings, his heart is fixed in the Lord. Psalm 1. Peace have I spoken unto you, that in me might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So be encouraged. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We don't have any in earthly treasure here. Our treasure is in things above, where moth and rust will not corrode. You know, I got a kick the other day. I was sitting in a Walmart parking lot waiting for my wife, and out comes a guy with a case of Corona Light. It just hit me funny. And he was coming by my truck, and I old. I says, good decision. He goes, gotta have my Corona. Gotta have my Corona. Oh. There's an owner of a travel agency in Kansas City whose slogan is creating memories that last a lifetime. I'm not sure his travel agency's probably doing too good right now. But this lifetime is over and it disappears like a fizz. What about the slogan, I have the eternal sun's shine? I like this slogan much better than his. Have the eternal sun's shine is to have everlasting bliss and not just a place in physical time. We see beautiful scenes captured in pictures here on earth, but in heaven, we won't need cameras to capture them at all. Not some pictures on the Facebook. There will be no sad pictures in heaven, no tears of remorse. It will be God's eternal sun shining on us. Eternity will never stop its course. Of that city where we will need no sun, it will be an eternal picture of communion with the three in one. There's no fear in love. It's another scripture. No fear in love. You know, we look at what's going on right now with this coronavirus, and I just shake my head. What a program they've got going on. About the personification of evil. That's what it is. Well, you know, how long will the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? They deny creation in 6 days and make man the authority and make God on a string. Just wait. And these mockers he paid. How long will they say it's okay to be gay when God strongly forbids it in his word? They want to take down God's people who strongly convey and say, this is an abomination, and God says, you will pay. How long will they deny that God has his own elect? They say this make a robot, his own people he does select. But election in Houston his apostles taught. How long will they say that man has a free will? This is a denial that man is dead in sin. Wesley, Finney, and today others are teaching it still. They say man still has a spark of good in him. Yes, why do the people imagine a vain thing? The world seems to be going to hell. But be encouraged, child of God. He is sovereign king. And it won't be long until our journey is fulfilled. You know, people talk about democracy. They say, we're a democracy. Well, we're actually a republic. We're not acting like it. We're acting like we're the Soviet Union right now. We're acting like FEMA is in charge. Are you in the majority as to what people believe? If you are, my friend, in all probability, you are deceived. Are you more concerned about being accepted by your peers? If this is true, you satanic beers. The Bible teaches us to come out of the world, the worldly wolf pack. Put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and his evil band. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that find it. Narrow is the way that leads to life eternal, but the majority have been blinded. Evaluate what you believe, but pray first, my friend, because God is in control of your destiny and your latter end. Don't hear that taught very much, do you? Has he shown you that you're on the broad way to hell, or does it matter not to you as long as your peers think of you well? One day it will matter. When you stand before him, either clothed in his righteousness or depending on your friends. The question is be then. You're weak, weary, and heavy laden, and I have good news for you. He tells us in his word for you to come to him, and the only way you can is if you begin. You say, well, how can I be born again? Well, we don't cause ourselves to be born again. We don't have a hand in that. That is all of God. John 3:16, it says, for whosoever believeth on him has lasting life. But who are the whosoevers that believe on him? Well, it tells you in the first part of John 3, it says that the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. You must be born again. So think and ponder on these things. And if the Holy Spirit, you will find yourself then on the narrow road that leads to life eternal. This is a blessed abode. Well, I always like to conclude with the good news of the gospel. I always like to conclude with that because that's what it's all about. It's not about us. It's about him. It's not about our life. Our lives are hidden with Christ in God. It's not about what's going on down here, going on up there. And so we need to always look to eternal things. This world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels will beckon us through heaven's open door. We don't feel at home in this world anymore. Well, one doesn't have to be a rocket scientist to understand the gospel is really a simple plan. But to understand it and embrace it, one must be man. The wisdom of this world is foolishness and leads man to the knowledge of Christ has to be revealed. But God hath chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. That's why man looks so good in his own eyes. But to those who are born again, our flesh we do despise. No one does not have to be a rock. Be born again. This is the work of the Spirit being wrought in him. Understanding in ourselves, we never afford, but Scripture tells us, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Well, I want to conclude today with this thought. All faith, belief, and repentance come delivered to us through the Spirit, working by love. You know, I appreciate all the kind comments. that have been made. Yeah, we have intermittent broadcast interruptions. I may have to start just broadcasting Facebook and not try to do it on YouTube as well. It loads my system when I'm simultaneously broadcasting. Rick Vitoric says, "Oh, my precious brother, when the world's on fire, you'll need my Jesus to be your savior. He'll hide you over in the rock of ages. Just the cleft for you." Yes, that's part of that song. I love that. And someone said, "When Jesus Christ quickened me, I didn't stop drinking. I just switched jugs." Amen. Amen. Jesus is a wonderful soul, will carry you through. Hallelujah. Well, I'm sorry that J. Michael was having problems getting the broadcast. It's amazing how that works out sometimes in certain areas. I know sometimes Sister Rose Fenton has problems in England getting the broadcast. Before the foundation of the world, adopted into Christ, this everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. It was agreed that he would die such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. Well, I hope that you all have a good day today. Hello, Prasanna Nalaputi. I'm glad to have you with us this morning as well, and all the rest of you who have joined us on this broadcast this morning. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. And let us not be gripped by fear, but let us look to the author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ. God bless.